First to the report that says the car industry needs billions of dollars in extra taxpayer support if it's to have a future. That's the crux of the long-awaited review into the nation's automobile industry, headed by the former Victorian Premier Steve Brax. But despite pleas from the industry and its workers, the Brax recommendations insist that a cut to the tariffs imposed on imported cars should go ahead as planned in 2010. And the report says the government's Green Car Fund should start sooner and with more money. The federal government has had the report for weeks, but it says it's not ready to discuss what recommendations it will be accepting. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The Federal Industry Minister, Kim Carrs, had the report for a fortnight. Today he was ready to make it public.
I want to sing this report from the rooftops. This is an opportunity here.
It's an industry that certainly needs revitalising. In the past 5 years, 8,000 jobs have been lost. The Brax review was commissioned 6 months ago after Mitsubishi decided to close its Australian operations.
This is all about having a base case in Australia for a greater global competitive industry in the future.
The former Victorian Premier Steve Brax headed the review and has delivered the recommendations. He wants the tariffs on imported cars to halve from 10 to 5% in 2010 as already planned.
That will make the passenger motor vehicle tariff the third lowest, amongst the third lowest of any country that is an auto producer worldwide.
Kim Carr insists the tariff cut shouldn't be seen as the central item of the review.
The tariffs are a second order issue, and I would welcome further discussion on these questions after people actually had a look at this package.
But the union representing many of the 64,000 car manufacturing workers doesn't need a deeper look on that issue. Ian Jones from the Manufacturing Workers Union says it's a bad move. He says the recommendation should already be considered out of date given the recent breakdown in global trade talks.
I don't share the view that that it's a secondary issue as the minister has put forward. I think that when the panel was reviewing the issue of tariff, it anticipated that the Doha round would have been concluded successfully. It wasn't. It collapsed. And equally, the European Union have made a decision in the interim whilst the report was being printed to maintain its tariffs at 10%.
Andrew McKellar from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries shares the same view.
There has been a key development in the short period of time since the completion of this report and its release today, and that is the apparent collapse of the WTO Doha negotiations.
But Mike Harris from the Australian Automotive Association says a tariff cut will be good for Australian consumers.
With a whole bunch of other costs going up, then motor vehicle is a significant purchase for a lot of consumers, most consumers. So, anything that makes them more affordable is a good thing.
It's also consumers, that is Australian taxpayers, that are also being asked to dig deep. All up, Steve Brax recommends $2.5 billion in taxpayer assistance to the sector over 10 years from 2010 to 2020. The government's not ready to commit to that just yet. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd.
We take this seriously. We're going to be methodical about it. We're going to be careful about it. We're going to consult closely with industry on it. But we won't be rushed into a decision. We'll do it in the, as I said, the months ahead.
Professor Sinclair Davidson from the Institute of Public Affairs says the recommended funds equate to a new form of protectionism. He says it's time the industry stood on its own two feet.
I would prefer to see no tariffs. I would prefer to see no government money going in. I would prefer to see no government vision. If there is to be a vision in the Australian motor car industry, it should be the industry itself with their vision making cars that people want to buy.
The Brax review also recommends the government's Green Car Fund be doubled to $1 billion and start next year, 2 years early. The former Premier says that will allow manufacturers to make more fuel-efficient, environmentally friendly cars. And he wants transport, including fuel, to be included in an emissions trading scheme. The Prime Minister says all of the issues raised will be addressed in due course.
This important study, which has just been concluded, will now be examined in detail by the government, and in the months ahead we'll be delivering our response.
The Prime Minister Kevin Rudd ending Samantha Hawley's report.